read this poem then from Margaret. Must be Margaret's book. Margaret, one of our Western sisters in the ashram all these years was Margaret Crask. I mentioned Marina, I mentioned the others. But Margaret Crask was a dancer, ballet dancer, and a ballet dance teacher of a very far. I mean, she was in demand in so many places to come and teach. She taught at the Metropolitan and Opera House. And, but I'd written to her this one little poem. I'd like to read it, yeah? To Margaret, darling dancer of the beloved Nataraja Meher Baba, for her birthday, 26th November 1981. Dancer, dancing to his word, footsteps winging as a bird, abandoned flight of blazing light, whirling in divine romance, dancer, dancer, dance his dance. In the bower of his smile, you may want to rest a while, but keep on dancing, dancer, please, for his dance can never cease. To the drum of God-man's heart, in which all music has its start, to every move of brow or finger, from creation's soundless singer, to every gesture, every glance, dance, dancer, dance his dance. In the bower of his smile, you may want to rest a while, but keep on dancing. Dancer, please, Nataraja's dance can never cease. There's something that's anonymous with which I like. How do you think of God? This author unknown. How do you think of God? At first, I saw God as my observer, my judge, keeping track of the things I did wrong. So as to know whether I merited heaven or hell when I die. He was out there, sort of like the president. I recognized his picture when I saw it. I didn't really know him. But later on, when I recognized my higher power, it seemed as though life was rather like a bike ride. But it was a tandem bike.
What does a tandem bike mean?
And two people. Like a tandem bike. And I noticed that God was in the back, helping me pedal. I don't know just when it was that he suggested we change places. But life has not been the same since. Life with my higher power, that is. God makes life exciting. When I had control, I knew the way. It was rather boring, but predictable. It was the shortest distance between two points. But when he took the lead, he knew delightful long cuts up mountains and through rocky places. And at breakneck speed.
That's great.
It was all I could do to hang on. Even though it looked like madness, he said, pedal. I worried and was anxious and asked, where are you taking me? He laughed and didn't answer. And I started to learn to trust. I forgot my boring life and entered into the adventure. And when I say I'm scared, he'd lean back and touch my hand. He took me to people with gifts that I needed, gifts of healing, acceptance, and joy. They gave me their gifts to take on my journey, our journey, God's and mine. And we were off again. He said, give the gifts away. They're extra baggage. Too much weight. So I did, to the people we met. And I found that in giving I received, and still our burden was light. I did not trust him at first in control of my life. I thought he'd wreck it. But he knows bite secrets, knows how to make it bend to take sharp corners, jump to clear high rocks, fly to shorten scary passages. And I'm learning to shut up and pedal in the strangest places. And I'm beginning to enjoy the view and the cool breeze on my face with my delightful constant companion, my higher power. And when I'm sure I just can't do any more, he just smiles and says, pedal.
Where did you say that comes from, honey?
Anonymous.
Anonymous, author unknown.
Oh, I thought you wrote it.
Me? I'm glad you asked. No. Author unknown. I love it. I just love it.
Really?
It's like seeing a picture of Baba. So beautiful.
But it's like the car ride between Bombay and Pune.
Oh,
it reminded me.
Oh, that reminds me. But you know,